Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about lessons I learned speaking with a sister of mine that I haven't talked to in 4 years because, quite frankly, we don't get along. There were quite a few learnings that I learned through a conversation that I had with her on Thanksgiving Day as a result of a couple of emails we shared back and forth, which seemed to be friendly enough to allow me to call her to get to the bottom of what all this anger was that she was feeling toward me that would have her be so sarcastic and have me be the butt of her joke. So here are the learnings that I learned as a result of this conversation. First, you need to truly listen to one another. There was a point in the conversation when I got really upset, and she said, "You don't listen, and you never apologize." And I told her, "I apologized 2 times during this conversation," and thankfully, she didn't sit there and tell me I didn't do that. She actually acknowledged it and said she just didn't hear me. So if you're going to communicate, listen to what each is saying, because these conversations can be rather hard. Second, one of the issues that I have with this particular sister is that she can be rather opinionated. She can sound rather demeaning and judgmental in her tone of voice, and it puts me on the defensive, especially when she's talking about my history with manic depression. I call it a history because I haven't had symptoms, as I explained to her, since I did my timeline therapy with Tad and Adriana James back in February of 2004. I've been off medication since. I explained to her, if you have no symptoms, you have no illness. That's just the way it is, thank God. And because she isn't up on alternative ways of healing, even though I have done hypnotism with her when I first got into it, and I appreciated the fact that she let me use her as a guinea pig as I'm learning it, and she appreciated what I did for her, as she told me later, for whatever reason, she has a very hard time allowing for new information to come in. Because frankly, conventional medical and mental health information gets shifted and changed all the time. Just read the research. They tell us one moment that we have to have no fats or cholesterol in our diet. Now, if you read, you find out that dietary cholesterol is something you need because we need it for our hormones, most especially our sex hormones. We need it for the cell walls in each of our cells in order to keep the shape of our cells, among other things. So that's just an example of how things just change, and we need to be willing to shift our thinking to that, which we're learning as we're learning more and more about the brain through brain scans, etc. So I asked her to really check her tonality before she made comments, because I'm not certain that she understands how she comes across when she's speaking to me, or maybe anybody else for that matter. And she said she would. The next thing was that with each person in a family, and I have 4 sisters, and my mom is the only parent alive, and we were 7, a family of 7, ultimately, because we had a brother who died, actually, who was 4 years older than me, of leukemia. And with all those personalities, they all interact differently with one another, and that's understandable. So understand that your experience with your parents might be different than the experience of another person. And the thing here that I found really upsetting was that she felt really upset that my father in particular was treating me kind of differently than he treated her. I mean, she didn't know that in the beginning until we actually talked 35 years after this event. But I told her he was certainly holding me accountable for what he thought was my fairly bad behavior. And I let him know. I was a victim at the time this thing happened, and I wasn't taking responsibility. And as a minor, it was up to the people with whom I was with to keep me safe. So as far as I was concerned, I had nothing to apologize for. If anything, the rest of the family had things to apologize to me for, meaning the older people in the family who are the age of majority, especially in the home that I was in at the time, my oldest sister's home with her husband, and my parents really not being aware of what was going on, mainly because I didn't tell them. The reason I didn't tell them was because victims are always re-victimized. And I had a pen pal, actually, in Monrovia, Liberia, who I shared this with, and she understood sexualization because she's beautiful. And she and her two younger, she has a twin sister and a younger sister who are being used in the bar to attract people with their beautiful, beautiful bodies, shall we say. So I'm sorry she didn't have anyone to share this with, and I did, and I'm sorry that my dad was harder on her than with me, but my guess is that was because I wasn't willing to put up with anyone's bullshit. I don't take crap from anybody. Nobody. And I learned that from my father, and I'm very grateful to him for that, actually. Because one of his teachings was, the only way that your authority is taken away from you is if you allow it to be. And I am not allowing anyone to take my authority away from me. So that's very important learning. The next learning was really more about how when we talk to our siblings on the phone, how they might misrepresent things when they share the story of what they feel happened in the previous conversation with the other person. And I made a promise to my sister that I would never take what was said by another sister without running it by her first to get her story. Because this is the thing I do appreciate about this sister. She is very truthful. She'll say things the way that she sees them, and she'll just say the truth the way that she feels it. And I can't ask for more clear communication than that, and I appreciate that about her. The next thing was really about not thinking that you know more than another about certain subject matter, or even more so, we had an argument about something that I've been studying for a few years at the time that we had this big, huge argument. And she was in my face about a bunch of crap about it. And that wasn't really what the issue was about. Not really. I mean, she said that she didn't understand XYZ, but why it had to become a screaming match, I don't really understand. And with her sarcasm, it really was not appropriate in my home, which is why I tossed her out of my life for 4 years. Because I don't need that kind of toxic behavior. However, the truth was that it really wasn't about that. It was really about her feeling like I was not being responsible for what she felt shame and guilt about. And I never felt shame and guilt because, again, as I told you, I was the victim. If anything, the adults that were involved needed to feel shame, guilt for throwing my trust in them out the window, proving that they were incapable of keeping me safe. I stand by that. I will always stand by that. And I feel badly that my sister doesn't feel the same way. But hey, you know, she has her own perspective and she's entitled to it. I think the next thing was to really be willing to talk about the things that truly matter in a way that is respectful and without judgment. So I hope that these ideas will help you if you're having any kinds of difficulties with any kind of relationships, either with people in your family or ex-lovers or lovers, because as my ex-shrink told me years and years ago, when you have sex with someone, the relationship can get very emotionally explosive. So be careful with whom you have sex, okay? That's really, really, really good advice going forward. And be mindful that, well, no one in this world is perfect, including ourselves. We are all doing the best that we can with what we have. And as such, empathy and forgiveness need to be there. I believe that although my mom has some pretty serious health and mental health issues for her entire life, and she is rather challenging at times to be with, you know, she did very well by me as a kid. She helped me get through elementary school and made sure my dad sent me to college, even with my really bad high school grades. And at college, I shined. I got out of there cum laude with a double major in concentration. And my dad taught me everything I needed to know as a perfect role model for my practice. You know, who to have for patients in his case and clients in my case, vendors to work with, different wisdom to deal with. And I thank my older sister, Carrie, who's 5 years my older, for telling me to get to know Dad as an adult because he had a lot of wisdom to share. She told me that, I think, when I was in college. So there you go. I hope that you will use these to help you to overcome any relationships that might be holding you back in your life and to heal them. And realize to be cautiously optimistic, because sometimes people can make changes and sometimes they really can't. If they have personality disorders, they may have a hard time being able to put these things to effect. At this point, I would like to shift gears and remind you that I'm doing a very fantastic program for reversing diabetes in youth 10 to 19 years old. Since 2001, we have a 30% increase in diabetic youth type 2, which used to be old age diabetes, and that's because of the crap that we feed our kids. Parents need to be there, and if there's a parent with a partner and they're not married, by all means, you all need to be there, because when you go home, you're going to need to work with your youth to have the appropriate foods in the house, the appropriate mindset. We're going to have medical professionals, mental health professionals, people who understand food and supplementation there to explain things as well. I'm going to have a bunch of recipes for you to use on laminated index cards, put on a spiral for you to bring home. There's going to be a lot of books that will be given to you to help you. And you can go to the Dawning Visions Hypnosis Mind-Body application on your iPhone or iPad. You might have to download the Mind-Body application, and then you put in Dawning Visions Hypnosis, and there's a disappearing discount that's going to start at $1,170 and then go up to $1,270, $1,370, and then $1,470, and that's per person. Breakfast and lunch are included in the deal as well. And there will be an extra payment for the third day, for VIP day. So that's going to be May 13th and 14th and 15th for the VIP day. There will be more information coming out as I get a sales page together as things get more locked in. We're also going to have an American Indian come in and talk about his issues with being overweight and the environment and why that matters. So, I am also letting you know that we are only going to have 50 families max, 150 people. I'm going to have space for 5 Native Americans to come to the program as well. So it's going to be a rather small group, so we have time to spend with each of you to make sure that you get the results for the time that you're spending with us. I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.